Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's time for some high heat with BT on 101 ESPN. Inside and High.
By Scott Lee Heating Company, your preferred Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor. Visit scottleeheating.com.
There's no excuse for Thompson throwing at the head of Wright.
It's Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Kerry Davis, Jamie Rivers, Anthony Stalter. We head to our 101 ESPN Celebrity Line. We're joined by our guy, Brad Thompson, for a little high heat following a Cardinals 5-1 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks today. BT, how are you, brother?
I'm so glad we're talking today after the day game rather than maybe this morning beforehand.
Why?
What happened last night?
It happens. Sometimes you need to get your brakes beat off. That's for sure. A lot better. A lot better after today. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, especially again after today, as opposed to last
let's
night.
Let's just talk about today.
Yeah, that's what
I've been trying to get the guys to do.
Present.
Yeah.
Really?
BT, Kyle Gibson pitched very well today. Now, he got into the one jam, what was it, the fifth inning maybe, where he settled in, and it wound up being kind of the turning point in the game. What did he do in that inning, or just overall, to kind of stymie an Arizona lineup that, yeah, they didn't have Marte, they didn't have Gurriel, but look, a lot of those guys that were in there today had some impact last night. So what did Gibson do today that was highly effective?
Yeah, look, two jams, right? One in the first inning where he could have gotten off the rails quickly, and he ended up getting a 6-4-3 double play with the bases loaded in the first. Only gave up the one run there. It was Christian Walker at a sacrifice fly, but really could have been derailed early. And you're right, that one in the fifth inning, he gives up a single to Tucker Barnhart. He ends up walking Pavin Smith, and all of a sudden, uh-oh, here we go. Well, he punches out both Blaze Alexander and Jock Peterson, then gets a weak ground ball off that same Christian Walker. You know how dangerous he is. The thing is with Kyle Gibson is he knows how to pitch. I mean, this is a guy that knows himself so well. The sinker and the cutter were working. As you guys know, that splits the plate in half, and a ball is going to go either direction, right? Sinking in towards the righty or cutting away from him. And he used his off-speed very effectively. He stayed on the ground, and I thought that he broke it down perfectly after the game. He said, I always know, especially with this defense behind me, I'm one pitch away from getting out of something. So, yeah, it snowballed a little bit in the first inning. Pavin Smith had that little dunker over the head of Arenado. Blaze Alexander singled. Then he hit Jock Peterson in the back of the leg. All of a sudden, it was like, oh, crap, here we go. After getting beat 14-1, we have bases loaded, nobody out. But he got out of it. And to me, that's the veteran poise. That's the guy that has been there, done that, instead of a young guy trying to throw himself through an inning like that. Kyle pitched himself through an inning like that, and fortunately, the offense was there to back him up.
BT, kind of sticking with the theme today, and not necessarily the game per se, but obviously the big news this morning was Jordan Walker being reassigned down to Memphis. You know, what do you make of the situation for Jordan Walker, and what does the young man have to do to get back here?
Yeah, first of all, I think it was the right move to do for Jordan Walker, and it's something that I know that they've been pondering for a little while now. You look at the numbers, and it's easy to defend the move, but it's less about that, and it's just more about his development, and it's more about developing him first of all. And then it's also like, what gives you the best chance to win at the big league level right now? And right now, letting him work through all of these swing issues that he's going through at this level, it's really not helping. It's not helping him. It's not helping the club, especially since he is not a net benefit defensively. I know it's easy to look at a guy like Michael Ciani. You see he's hitting one whatever he's hitting and say, well, why isn't he down? Because he plays a great center field. Like, there is a net benefit to having him out there in the outfield. That is why he is still there. So for Walker, the second part of what does he have to do, he needs to be able to elevate the baseball. We went through this last year, right? But I know he hit 278 or whatever it was last year. He's not going to ever be the player that everyone expects him to be if he's on the ground all the time. He's got four doubles on the season. Three of them are ground balls down the third baseline. Yes, they're doubles, but this isn't where damage is done. Damage is done in the air. You guys watch a lot of baseball. You need doubles in the gap. You need home runs. And his swing is not conducive to it. You watch that lower half. He's very disconnected in his swing. So I think that's going to be the big mission for him, is getting his upper and lower half synced up where his lower half is not heading into the third base dugout before he is even really getting the bat through the zone. Because in the big leagues, these guys don't make as many mistakes. Do they make mistakes? Of course they do, but there's not as many. And he's getting abused away right now, and he's getting beat up on fastballs. He's hitting 125 against the heater right now, and he's on the ground 50% of the time. Those are things that they want him to be able to work on without having a bunch of microphones in his face after each and every game saying, hey, why'd you go 0-for on this one? When he's trying to revamp a swing. You guys know how hard it is to change something you've been doing your entire life. And he's trying to do this at the highest level. He's 21 years old. He's got an incredibly high ceiling. But I think that for his development, I believe that they made the right decision here.
BT, I'm looking at the standings right now. Cardinals, obviously, excuse me, winners of two of their last three, but still at the bottom of the Central Division. What is it going to take for them to have that consistency to climb out of that hole and potentially put themselves in a place to where they can win this division?
Kerry, they got to hit, man. That's all there is to it. They have to hit. The pitching has been better than it was a year ago, for sure. Yeah, there are some clunkers every once in a while, like yesterday's 14-1 beatdown. But they have to hit, and they have to hit with runners in scoring position. They have to hit for power. The Cardinals coming into action today, 16 home runs. That's 15th in the last in the National League. I think it's like third to last in all of baseball. It's not sustainable, and I also don't believe that it is what this team is. You know what Goldie is supposed to be and what he's been. You know Arenado, what he's supposed to be and what he has been. You believe in the ceiling of Gorman. You know what Contreras is doing right now. So the power is going to be there for this club. But at the end of the day, there have been so many games this year where one or two hits in during the ballgame flips the score on its head, and they haven't done it. So the offense, to me, is the biggest key. The pitching staff, I believe, is going to be fine. The bullpen has been incredible. 7-8-9 with where, however it flips, with JoJo and Kittredge 7-8, and then Helsley at the back end, who we saw today, non-save situation, but he was able to lock it down. That looks great. You're still going to get Riley O'Brien back. You're still going to get Keenan Middleton back, so you'll have reinforcements. They'll be fresh, but they have to be able to hit, and that's been the maddening part.
Brad Thompson joins us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. BT, I know it's early. I know you've only seen a handful of opponents, but when it comes to maybe some early trends in Major League Baseball, have you been impressed with, for example, I know we don't like the Brewers, but have you been impressed with what the Brewers have done? And when you just watch them over the weekend, was there an element to their game that you think is missing for the Cardinals?
No, honestly, I'm being very serious when I say that. And that's not just Cardinal Brad saying, we got beat by a team that's not that good. They were better than you over the weekend, and their record absolutely says that they have been better than you. But I don't look at the Brewers and be like, oh, yeah, they're going to be fantastic. Like, this is just how it's set up. I don't believe that they have the pitching. I really don't think that they have the depth there. And the one thing that stands out to you with the Brewers on paper, and it was in practice against the Cardinals, is they have hit in the clutch this year. Well, we'll see. We'll see if that continues to happen throughout the season for them. But I look at their roster, and I'm being incredibly honest about this. I don't think they have a better roster than the Cardinals. I truly believe the Cardinals have a better roster, but they have the better record at this point. So how does it end up shaking out? What do you guys think? Like, when you're looking at the Brewers, their players head-to-head against the Cardinals players, do you believe that they are as far ahead of the Cardinals as they are potentially right now in the standings?
I mean, you look at them on paper, and no. I mean, we even did that going into the series. I think we had the conversation on Friday. We opened it up by saying, look, you look at these two teams on paper, and the two records should be flipped based on talent alone. So, no, to answer your question, I just – as an organization, it almost seems like the Brewers have done a better job of late of finding guys that are undervalued in other teams and bringing them in. But again, you should have better production than some of these offensive numbers that you've output for the Cardinals if you got Arenado and you've got Goldschmidt, if you got Contreras. I mean, you should be better overall. The only thing I would point out is that the Cardinals, you know, we talk so much, Brad, about runners in scoring position and the numbers being down there. You're also not getting enough guys on base. So you're not getting enough bites at the apple so that when if you get more guys on base consistently, I mean, over time, you're going to drive in more runners. So I think if you can get on base more frequently, those runners in scoring position numbers will start to pop up. But
no, you're absolutely right. No, you're absolutely right with that. And, oh, okay, so what was one of the bigger differences today, right? We talked about some of the offense. Obviously, Newt was able to get that big double late yep. to extend the lead. But one of the bigger differences, to your point, is Donovan got on base twice. Mm-hmm. He had a couple of hits, and that ends up being a difference. When Donovan is doing that, he singled in the first, he singled in the sixth, ended up coming around to score there. It changes things. It changes a lot of things. So you're right. You have to have table setters, but you got to be able to clear it. And right now, like, there is no way to look past their runners in scoring position issues because they are what they are. They're one of the worst teams in baseball right now with runners in scoring position. Currently, 197 is the average. There are two teams that have a worse average than them. Those teams are the Twins and the White Sox, and the White Sox are absolutely abysmal. I think they've been shut out 8 times.
Oh,
that's,
man.
That's hard to do. It's not great, Jamie. It's not fantastic. And the inverse of that is, as we were talking about, the Brewers as a club are the best in baseball right now with runners in scoring position, a .332 clip. I just don't believe with the roster that they currently have that is sustainable. So we will find out, and that's why you play 162 games. There's no question that the Cardinals have to play better baseball. They know it. And they're also only going to go as far as their stars go. Goldie's got a hit, and he's got a hit for power. Arenado has got a hit, and he's got a hit for power. I know that we've seen his last 12 games, especially, he's been very good. Ever since game one against Arizona in Arizona, he has looked like a different guy at the plate. That's when he hit his first and only home run of the season. But there's got to be more there from a power standpoint, because if those guys aren't carrying the freight offensively, just like any team, if your big guys don't do it, you aren't going to win. That's just all there is to it.
No doubt. BT, love chatting with you each and every Wednesday here in the Fast Lane, and we'll chat with you again next week. Have a good rest of your week.
Guys, you have a great rest of the week, and I miss you all. It's been too long.
We miss
you. I got to come in. We got to hang out.
Yeah,
you don't
man.
Call,
absolutely.
You don't write.
We call today.
Yeah.
You picked come down and out. See you one night, BT, is what I'm going to do.
Please do.
Yeah,
come
let me
on
know.
In.
We'll go together.
I didn't invite you.
Team out.
I invited my
green
damn
seats
self.
For everybody. Green
yes,
seats. Let's go.
Yes.
Did you hear him?
Yeah.
BT's getting us green seats.
Right there. Make sure we got that.
BT.
BT. BT. BT.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
Just remember I said green seats, not mine. Pony up. You guys got a great time. We'll see you soon.
See you, buddy.